now you have your own podcast, the Amazing Colossal Podcast, where you talk to people connected to old Hollywood.
Yeah, I was originally going to call the show the Before It's Too Late Show. But then I was afraid it would be hard getting guests, because you'd be approaching people and going, would you be on my podcast? Because I think you're going to be dead in 2 days. So, but no, we've had on Dick Cavett and Danny Aiello. A whole bunch of... Larry Storch from F Troop. And Marty Allen from Allen and Rossi. And they followed the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. And Boris Karloff's daughter. I called her up. I said, hello, would you like to... It's Gilbert Gottfried. You want to be on my podcast? And she said, well, yes, I'd love to be on your podcast. And, you find out, like, I found out, like, Boris Karloff was teaching acting to Frank Sinatra. He met him in a restaurant and said, you sing with your voice. You got to learn to act with your voice. And he would start teaching him acting.
So she just has these memories of basically them both hanging out in the living room.
Yeah. Yes. And David Steinberg was on, or as he says, David Steinberg. And he said that when he would do jokes about Nixon around that time, and he was on Nixon's enemy list, and he was getting heckled every city he went to. And then some guy from the FBI said, I'll watch out for you. I'm with the police. And then when Nixon was getting impeached, he was watching it on the news, and that guy who was supposedly protecting David Steinberg was sitting next to Nixon.
Oh, yeah, just a friend,
yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So your listeners must be a combination of people that recognize these names and are really excited to hear these stories, but you also probably have lots of listeners who don't know them at all, right?
Yeah, it's been good because, I mean, there's a lot of people who are glad they remember them and they're glad to hear. And the best emails I get and tweets, I'm on Real Gilbert, but the best tweets are these people who say, I had absolutely no idea who Larry Storch was, but I love listening to him.
Yeah, that's amazing. Are any of your guests afraid that they're going to come on and you're going to, you know, insult them or do shock comedy?
I was trying to get Larry Storch to talk about his co-star on F True. He had a co-star, Forrest Tucker. And I was trying to get him. Forrest Tucker was supposed to be almost as legendary as Milton Berle in the large appendage area. And he wouldn't go for it.
No?
He wouldn't bite the worm, so to speak.
That is the nicest, most public radio way of saying that of all time.